Yahoo has yet another new CEO. It's Mercer Mayer, the 37-year-old female and former Google executive, the fifth CEO in 5 years for the company, and a rarity in Silicon Valley, a female CEO in a very male-dominated industry.
Certainly what we're seeing is that the majority of engineers are men, and that's true across all the different fields. The number of women are climbing.
That's Mayer actually speaking on this show back in 2009. Strong credentials, but there could be something else going on here. It's called the glass cliff. When a company is flailing, trying to keep its head above water, there is a tendency historically to choose a compassionate, team-building female CEO. Joining us now, Cindy Gallup, an advertising consultant in New York. So, Cindy, explain this glass cliff, and how strong a tendency is this among corporations?
Well, the glass cliff was actually identified as a phenomenon by British academics back in 2005. And some other academic experiments have been done since. And they basically saw that where a company is in trouble, there is more of an inclination to value the leadership qualities that historically women have been associated with, which are to do with collaboration, the ability to put ego aside, to communicate well, and to marshal people towards a common goal. The sad thing is that those qualities are seen as less important in good times when the command and control male leadership values come more into play. But in times of difficulty, historically, many companies have actually put a woman at the top.
And do we have reason to suspect that this played into Marissa Mayer's hiring?
I think it may well be the case, but the good thing about the glass cliff is that the more that happens, the more over time, actually, where women are given the opportunity to do what we all hope in Marissa's case will be a very strong job, the whole concept of the glass cliff will go away, and men and women will be seen to be equally good at leadership.
Although, not all these women are going to be successful at bringing the companies back from the brink.
No, exactly, and that is where there is another phenomenon, which is quite frustrating, and it's best exemplified by a great cartoon on XKCD online. Picture one, guy watching another guy doing equations on a blackboard and saying, wow, you suck at math. Picture two, guy watching woman doing equations on a blackboard going, wow, girls suck at math. So the difficulty is that if a man does a bad job, it's because he did a bad job. If a woman does a bad job, it's because women are no good at leadership. And so we would love to see Marissa do a fantastic job because in some ways, she represents all of us. And I think a lot of women are rooting for her in that context.
That's both unfortunate and fortunate. What do you make of the fact that she's also pregnant?
I think that's a double whammy, and it's fantastic. The fact that Yahoo have actually chosen to appoint a female leader and one who is pregnant can hopefully blast away a lot of misconceptions about how pregnant women can't really do anything in a business context.
Although she's eminently qualified, glass cliff or no glass cliff.
Absolutely, and I wish her the very best of luck.
Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant and a friend of the show, of course. Thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about Marissa Mayer, Yahoo's new CEO, the fifth in 5 years.